Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At this time, we say good morning to Dr. Anthony Rayo, child psychologist and author of the book Power of Agency. Kind of talking of dealing with families through COVID, lockdown, and back to school. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, Nick?
Doing well, given everything that we're going through. The big deal in Western New York and Buffalo for the last few weeks, and specifically this week, is we're starting to get a snapshot of what school could look like for the beginning of the school year. And I've been trying to figure out how to prepare the kids for the unknown of what the school schedules. They, you know, I've got one getting into kindergarten for the first time. I've got a couple that are kind of already into it. And so they know what to expect, but how do we tell them to prepare for the unexpected?
Yeah, no, I feel your pain because, in my neck of the woods, we're having sort of a similar situation. And we don't even know what it's going to look like until maybe the day when this supposedly starts. And those dates can change, right? So a lot of unknowns. I think in situations like this, you know, you might as well turn it into a bit of a learning opportunity for your kids and just say, look, you know, what do you think this is going to be like? You know, there's some kids that are going to be staying mostly at home and they're going to be back on their computers doing that thing called remote learning. Mm-hmm. What do you think that's like? Some of the kids will go back part-time. What do you think that's going to be like? Have them use their imaginations and sort of like jettison themselves into the school and say, you know, what would it be like if you had a bunch of kids and they were wearing masks? And what do you think that's going to be like? Just to get their brains thinking about it. That is honestly the best thing you can do, is just getting their minds a little bit more aware of the possibilities. And then you can also round it with, you know, that's kind of confusing, isn't it? And we're just not sure, are we? It might be a while before we figure out and your teachers figure out how to make this thing work. You know, are you okay with that? As simple as that. The simpler, the better. The more concrete, you don't have to have answers. You don't have to always be in charge or the leader constantly. It's all right to acknowledge that, you know, this thing's going to be a bit of a mess in the beginning.
Here's the thing with the little guy is that he's looked to us for absolute answers from, you know, from when he was born. If we don't know, I feel like he loses faith in us. Like, what do you mean you don't know? I kind of get that look from him. He's most excited pretty much to see the teachers and the friendly faces, like his little buddies from preschool now in kindergarten. And so just trying to explain to him again, trying to say, well, we know a lot of stuff, but we don't know. And I don't know how to keep that confidence of we're on top of it, but we don't know. How do you convey that to a kid, do you think?
Yeah, once you're at sort of the, you know, first grade and under, yeah, you have to be really cautious about, you know, floating out the unknowns, right? So absolutely. So yeah, I would add to that, you've got little ones who sort of fall below the sort of first grade barrier, if you will. Mm-hmm. Those really young ones, you know, hey, it's going to be good. You'll see your teacher. Focus on the one or two things they're looking forward to. You know, this isn't different than when you're supposed to go to the grocery store and they don't get the candy bar they want. You just sort of focus on the thing. You give them, you know, as little information as they need to know, and you're right, reassure them. Once you're at the sort of later first grade and up, particularly second grade and up, you know, you've got little thinking creatures that see a bigger picture, and particularly as you're rounding into middle school, more of what I'm talking about is necessary, you know, really bringing in like, so what is this like? You know, if you sat in with your kids' teachers over the year and just listened a little bit to how they relate to kids around their lessons, they do pose a lot of those questions and ask the kids to use their own thinking to sort of like not solve the problem or have the burden of it, but to sort of like get more comfortable with it so it isn't always packaged for them.
Friend has a child in sixth grade that is, as they described, acting out. And at the end of the school year, they just kind of shut down and didn't want to do any of the work that they were supposed to be doing. Advice for someone with a child sixth grade age?
Yeah, no, that's actually a great age to start to look at all the alternatives there. You know, alternative learning has many forms, and people long before COVID were thinking about, is this really the right place for my kid in this particular school? Is traditional education really the way to go? It's a one-size-fits-all. It doesn't really work for a lot of kids. You know, you can look at or talk to people who've done some homeschooling or they have co-ops. Get ideas from them. You don't have to homeschool because it's not realistic for everyone, but you get some ideas as to how the model of education could be so different. There's tutorial centers. There's this movement called experience teaching, which is really about like looking at, you know, nature, physical activity and the arts. And there's all sorts of programs out there, children's museums and organizations and nature centers that offer all sorts of things that either supplement or could actually be pulled together and let kids learn in more, you know, I would say more ways that are natural to them. So when your kid is sort of really pushing back against that, it may be a signal that, hey, if there's a way we can add a few things that really appeals to them, we can change the model a little bit. Even just researching it doesn't mean you have to make a change, but these alternative education ideas end up producing some terrific students.
Experience teaching. I like that phrase.
Yeah. And if you think about it, how do we really learn, right? It isn't like just through the lessons or anything didactic. I mean, you know, the greatest artists and musicians and writers, they probably never took a class in their life, and certainly throughout history they didn't. It's more through doing. Some of us learn best through doing, through being maybe with one or two mentors in a small group or a small like studio, if you will. And learning can be everywhere. You think about all the things we study, particularly in science and math and all that, it's all outdoors. You know, it's really about what's happening out in the real world.
That's how I grew up. I learned by experience, and so I'm thinking the kids don't fall far from the tree. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree. I'm assuming mine will probably pick up from that experience teaching. Final question I have for you, Doctor, is give me an idea how to set up a workspace for a child that's doing their at-home learning. Not at-home school, but, you know, their remote learning, distance learning, those days that they're going to be at home. What kind of space and what things should I keep in mind for that space they're doing their work in?
You know, we've got our finger on, you know, sort of, is it cluttered? Is it a lot happening here? Can we set up this here? Can we move the desk that way? And, you know, I can leave that to parents to figure out and also ask those kids to participate. The more that they customize it their way or mm-hmm. have some say in it, the more that they're going to use it productively. Mm. But the other thing is thinking about just the motions, sounds, and smells and things that also, vibrations, things that can happen in a home with other people. Those are the distractions and the interruptions. So really looking for a spot that makes sense or finding a way that feels comfortable for that kid. And, you know, without getting too crazy about it, like a feng shui thing, like ask them, like, sit here for a little bit. Does this feel good? What's it like over there? All right, let's park you here. And I like the idea that kids have their own space, even if they can sort of share it or they have it during their time. So they have that sense of ownership.
Okay, so engage the child when you're creating the space. Get
Absolutely.
Some input from them.
Absolutely, because that way they're going to be like, oh, I have some buy-in here, you know, and maybe it's as simple as I just want this particular thing here on the desk near me, or I like it placed here. Suddenly, it's about them. It's not sort of a top-down, here's your desk, here's your job.
I feel like I get cheat codes with you in life. Like, you give me like power-ups or cheat codes on how to do it right as parents. Dr. Anthony Rao, your book is called The Power of Agency, and that's good advice for anybody, any age. That book is loaded with lots of good information. Thank you for helping us through this time as we get back to school. It's not going to look the same, but along with your help and, of course, talking with parents across Western New York, we're going to try and make it better. Thanks for talking to KISS 98.5.
Oh, my pleasure. Take care now.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.